This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Now, the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Non-Stop Talk with Rich Zeoli.
Yes, indeed. It is Tuesday morning. Thanks for being here today. The NBA continues to ostracize non-woke athletes and coaches. I know we're all shocked by that. Vice President Harris says something completely absurd again because she didn't read the book. We'll play that for you in our hour of Non-Stop Talk on our What's on the Cut Sheet segment. Welcome back. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 and some local controversy at schools near you. All right. It's great to be with you today. Obviously, we always appreciate you listening very, very much, whether you listen on the radio or you listen on the updated and improved Odyssey app. Thanks for being here. All right. Where to begin? So first of all, the NBA is a joke, as you know, and it's gone so woke. And NBA free agent Enes Kanter-Freedom, this guy has been speaking out about China and speaking out about the United States of America. And he posted the transcript of a conversation he had with an anonymous assistant coach in the NBA who recounted a story in which a colleague of his basically ended their friendship because he didn't support the woke nonsense that the NBA does. And the coach's story is unfortunately not surprising, as Newsbusters points out. It speaks to just how the NBA has become so incredibly cutthroat with its lack of tolerance of diverse views. Remember, it's not even enough for you just to be quiet. You got to be actively advancing woke or they're not happy. You know, Hollywood's the same way, too. You can't just keep your mouth shut. Like in the old days, you just go, I'm not going to talk about it. No, you got to be actively out there pushing woke. Otherwise, you are the problem. But as it turns out, Enes Kanter-Freedom, the coach, and how many other people are slowly being driven out by an organization that looks more and more like a hotbed for communist thought, they write. And this is the problem right now with the NBA and other places in Hollywood. And you wind up pushing people out because their views are not in line with your views. And the organization as a whole wants to be woke. And you see this in corporate America, too. You see this in a lot of different places. And sadly, people wind up then being afraid to speak out. And so they wind up just zipping it and not saying a word. Because if they say something, then they're going to wind up getting in trouble. And nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to deal with it. The two things nobody wants to do are they don't want to speak out and be ostracized in their community, be labeled a domestic terrorist if you speak at a school board meeting, or you're labeled a terrible person if you don't subscribe to the woke dogma. And so for a lot of people, they turn around and they just go, I'm done. And so what happens is you may not get the promotion, you may not get the spotlight, you may not get the endorsement, you may not get all those things. And this is what athletes like Enes Kanter-Freedom are dealing with. This is what they're having to go through every single day. So the NBA pushes them to the side. Hollywood pushes them to the side. And ESPN, has gone super woke over the years. I think everybody can understand exactly what I'm talking about now. ESPN has put on some personalities there over the years that have been completely woke, and they've pushed anybody out. And, now there is an investor, an activist investor, calling on Disney to spin off ESPN. Spin it off, they say. Daniel Loeb's Third Point has upped its stake in Disney and penned a letter to the CEO calling him to spin off ESPN. Said ESPN would have greater flexibility to pursue business initiatives that may be more difficult as part of Disney, such as sports betting. Disney has reportedly explored spinning off ESPN so that ESPN could pursue sports betting without conflicting with Disney's family-friendly brand. Although Disney is not family-friendly anymore, but in many different ways. But, you know, that's where the ESPN, in order for them to basically survive, they need to get into the sports betting racket. That's what they got to do. ESPN had a call with investors, and they were saying right now that this is where they need to go. And Disney's saying they need to push them off because they don't want to have to worry about being associated with sports betting, which they don't view as family friendly. Now, Disney's revenue rose 26% year over year because and ESPN Plus subscribers leapt 53% to 22.8 million. So as part of the streaming package of Disney and ESPN Plus and the whole package has been doing very, very well. But now they're saying for ESPN, their future, they need ESPN Plus to be able to go down the road of sports betting. And I think a big part of that is the fact that I think a lot of people have turned off ESPN over the years. I really do. Outkick reporting that ESPN's Sage Steele was crucified by many for saying that she didn't think it was right that Disney, the parent company of ESPN, mandated all employees to receive the vaccine. Now that the CDC has changed its COVID guidance, Steele is continuing to use her right to speak out about the situation. Last week, the CDC finally caught up to what the rest of us have been saying for God only knows how long right now, which is that the vaccine does not stop transmission of COVID-19. And you can stop treating people like second-class citizens if they're not vaccinated. You can treat everybody the same, in other words. Well, sure. I mean, if you're vaccinated, what are you worried about, theoretically, if you're around an unvaccinated person? Theoretically, right? Now, Steele called Disney's vaccine mandate sick and scary last fall. And she made headlines for sharing her opinion on the vaccine and specifically on employers forcing their employees to get the jab when she was on Jay Cutler's podcast. She said, I respect everyone's decision. I really do. But to mandate it is sick and it's scary to me in many ways. But I have a job that I love, she said, and frankly, a job that I need. But again, I love it. I'm not surprised it got to this point, especially with Disney, a global company, but it was actually emotional. Steele ultimately received the vaccine to keep her job. But after extreme backlash and ESPN allegedly benching her for a period of time, Steele filed a lawsuit against the company back in April. The lawsuit alleged that ESPN violated her freedom of speech and that the company forced her to apologize for her controversial comments. What a bastion of free speech they are, right, at ESPN? In June, a motion to dismiss the lawsuit was filed on behalf of ESPN. Removing Steele from broadcast, allowing her coworkers to forego appearing with her, and allegedly conditioning her return to those broadcasts on her issuing an apology are casting decisions that are considered conduct furthering ESPN's protected expression, the motion read in part. Now, we're also dealing with that tennis player, whether or not he's going to be able to come to the United States because of the vaccine mandate by the United States of America. And I think that it's pretty obvious at this point that if he were to just come through Mexico and just walk in, this would not be an issue for him. But if he wants to play tennis in the United States of America, as of right now, this stupid international vaccine mandate that we have. Now, let me ask you an honest question, too. Does anybody really believe this is necessary at this point in the pandemic? Do you honestly really believe that? But Djokovic, who is now withdrawing from the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati due to the COVID-19 vaccination status, even has support of John McEnroe coming out and saying it's BS. John McEnroe says Djokovic should be allowed to play in the United States despite his vaccination status. Seven-time Grand Slam champion tennis legend John McEnroe. There's no questions that Novak Djokovic should be allowed to stop to play at the U.S. Open. He's currently not allowed to enter the United States due to his vaccination status, although rules on travel for non-U.S. citizens and nationals may change. And I imagine that it will change, but it may not now just because of this situation. So McEnroe said, this is BS. This is BS, he told Fox Digital. I think he should be allowed to play. My personal opinion is, McEnroe said, I've been vaccinated. I've had a booster shot. That's up to the individual. He's won a lot more majors than me because he's dug his heels in and found that will that very few people in sport have ever found. That's part of what made him so great. He sticks to his guns. That will that he has. Talking about that individual will. United States Tennis Association said it's going to adhere to the government's rules on vaccination, so no players will be given an exemption to enter the country and play at the U.S. Open. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Just come in through the border. Come in through the southern border. There is no vaccination requirement to come over the southern border. Do you know that? If you are somebody who crosses illegally over the southern border, or you're somebody who's claiming migrant refugee status, you do not have to be vaccinated. But if you fly in on an airplane, you do. Now, explain to me how that's fair. Explain to me how that makes any sense whatsoever. It does not make any sense. And that is the reality of things. Vince is in South Philly. Vince, what's up?
I'll tell you, man, ESPN has become so ridiculously woke in like the past, almost 30 years, especially when they launched ESPN2 and you began the careers of what I call snark-infested narcissists like Keith Olbermann. You know, because it's like, oh, it's all about me and stuff like that. And these are the same people who purport to support women's sports, but yet they'll do things like they started the trend of having women do play-by-play for football games and stuff like that, just for no other reason, as if to, like, say, you know, everything's gender neutral and there's no difference between men and women. But by the same token, you're basically slapping women in the face by saying, well, your sports aren't worthy unless you do men's sports. So that's what I just never understood that. Now it's gotten to the point where, God forbid, if you say something about it, you're labeled as a misogynist or whatever else.
Yeah, if you defend women's sports, you're labeled as a transphobe, basically.
Yeah, and so what bothers me is, God, I could cite so many examples, but you had the female kicker down at Vanderbilt. I don't know if you remember this story. And it was, they treated her like she accomplished some Hall of Fame-worthy thing, and all she did was, like, kick a football or something just to kick it out of bounds. And it was, oh, let's send the whole thing to the Football Hall of Fame or whatever. And I feel like saying,
well, Vince, I think it's one. I mean, you know, you got to remember something too. And I got to run, but I appreciate the call. You remember something? You got to be. It's interesting, right? They'll do something special for women's athletes who are breaking barriers in men's sports. At the very same time, women who are competing in women's sports, they'll actually celebrate men, biological men, who are taking their spots and beating them. The hypocrisy of these people knows no bounds whatsoever. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.